Thank you, Madam the President. Let me start by congratulating you on assuming the role of the President of the 12th meeting of the State Party of the Conventional Cluster Munition. And I'd like to thank as well the coordinators of Victim Assistance Austria and Panama for the report on the status of progress made on the implementation of Article 5. Albania aligns itself with the statement of the European Union and I'd like to make the following remarks on the national capacities. Humanitarian goals of the conventional cluster munition remain the cornerstone in the protection of the civilian from the hard consequences of cluster munition and in advancing the international peace and human security. Albania ratified the convention in 16 June 2009 and has never used, produced, stockpiled or transferred cluster munition. In accordance with Article 5, Albania has completed clearance of all its contaminated areas by cluster munition in 2009, and the people in northeast of Albania can now live and work in a safe environment. In the area of victim assistance, in accordance with Article 5 of the CCM and Lausanne Action Plan, Albania has provided access to the health and social services for persons with disabilities through a legal basis for social inclusion of persons with disabilities. National Action Plan on Persons with Disabilities 2021-2025 foresees measures of the social economic inclusion of persons with disabilities and it is fully in line with the principle and definition of the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. Implementation of this national plan has focused on psychological and social support, socio-economic reintegration, and efforts to provide help to all the persons with disabilities and mine UXO survivors. Furthermore, it aims to address inequalities faced by persons with disabilities in the areas such as employment, health, social protection, access to the health facilities, including education, and barriers to participation in decision-making. The National Health Strategy 2021-2030 sets objectives for vulnerable groups receiving health services, ensuring that they are accessible and affordable for half of the Albanian population. Access to the healthcare services, therapeutic rehabilitative intervention for persons with disabilities and mine UXO survivors are provided to all levels of services, delivery in primary and hospital health care centers. The University Hospital in Tirana provides orthopedic prostheses and specialized medical services for the person with disabilities. The regional hospital in Kukës has been transformed into a modern health services structure and standards in operation for northern eastern region from which most mine survivors come in Albania. The Ministry of Health and Social Protection is cooperating closely with all line ministries, civil society, strategic and international partners to support persons with disability in the area of inclusion, to provide social support and services, employment, housing, and access to justice. The representative of Ministry of Health and Social Protection have participated in activities alongside with representative of institution and organization of persons with disabilities and also at the first national conference on assistive devices that took place in Tirana in March 2003. In June 2023, the government of Albania approved as well the Social Employment Fund, which provide the provision and administration of financial mechanisms for the promotion of employment, integration and social inclusion of the person with disabilities. Madam Chair, we are confident that mainstreaming gender equality, including within CCM, will improve our mutual effort and effectiveness in working towards sustainable peace for all. On that regard, Albania aligned itself with a joint statement on gender to be delivered by Germany during this meeting. Albania remains committed to invest a lot of efforts at national level in order to proceed with the fulfillment of all our obligations under CCM. Thank you.